Medical aid scheme members could be allowed temporary payment relief in these uncertain times. Financial approval is going to be dependent on whether a scheme has been granted contribution relief by the Council for Medical Schemes. To tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Tracy Jansons. She's branch head at Alexander Forbes. Thanks very much, Tracy, for joining us. So the Council for Medical Schemes is allowing, in principle, for medical aid schemes to be able to give its members premium payment relief. Is this right across the board? Who qualifies?
So every medical scheme has to apply to the council individually, and the council will, you know, look at various metrics to provide exemption. So, for example, a scheme under curatorship would not qualify for any of the exemptions that the council is offering, but many other schemes with their reserve or the 25% would get various methods. So the big ones that have been approved by the Council for Medical Schemes is really three main things. The first being deferred payment. In other words, you don't pay premiums for a period of time up to 3 months, mm-hmm. and then you pay it back over a period of time. Paying your contributions from your medical savings account. And then the other one is really just downgrading your option to a cheaper option.
Right.
Those are really the three that have come through.
So how will those medical aids that offer any of the benefits that you've just outlined, how will they practically be able to afford this, as presumably they rely on monthly premiums to keep up their reserves and also on top of that paying out for treatments as well?
Yes, because COVID treatment is expected to be quite a big expense for medical schemes. So none of the medical schemes have actually applied for an actual contribution holiday where they actually allow people to get benefit but not actually pay premiums. So the deferred payment, although you don't pay premiums for 3 months, you do pay it back over a period of time, and schemes will make use of their reserve. All schemes have to keep 25% of contributions in reserve. So they'll make use of that for the period of time until they get the payback.
Right.
And that should be enough to cover both.
And just, I think you touched on it, but just for clarity, in the instance where you defer payment, but something happens, you contract COVID-19 or, you know, you're in a car accident or whatever, you're still able to claim even though you haven't made a payment.
Yes. So if you've been approved, so each person has to, or company, depending on the concession allowed. So some companies, SMMEs have applied and got that concession, and some schemes are offering it to individuals. So if you've been approved, they keep your membership active, so any claims that come in will still be paid.
Right.
Some medical schemes are doing the suspension, so you don't pay and you actually suspend it, which means you don't have benefits. But once you pay back the premiums, they reinstate and then they process all the claims.
Right. So for those people listening for whom this conversation may have current importance, what do they need to do if they want to get assistance from their medical aid schemes? And critically, what questions should they be asking?
Yeah, so as I said, you know, the three that I've mentioned are probably the big ones. The best way would really just be to contact your medical scheme and ask them, you know, do I qualify for a downgrade or an MSA, a medical savings account deferment? And they will then be able to tell you whether you qualify. Alternatively, you can also phone your broker or consultant like Alexander Forbes and ask all the options, and they will then go and find out for you if you qualify,
yeah,
and help you through the process, because it is a process to apply.
Presumably, one would qualify if one has always paid their premiums on time and hasn't given anyone any problems.
Yeah, so, you know, schemes will use different methods. Some schemes, for example, are only doing it for SMMEs. Some are only doing it for individual members. So, you know, you have to fall in one of those categories, and then, you know, some are asking a basic question like, are you impacted by COVID-19? And you answer yes or no. And, you know, so they are using some criteria to determine whether you should qualify or not.
Right.
But yes, paying premiums will be a big one.
That was Tracy Jansons. She's branch head at Alexander Forbes.